or you can, yeah, it's usually something moving. A heist is not just stealing something, it's usually stopping, like hijacking, stopping something moving and taking its goods off of it.
Talking about how tall rooms are, you said this room's about
8 feet high,
and you'd say if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody,
what time is it,
and you'd look at your
watch,
and if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's,
I'd say it's 7:30. I might say it's 7:30.
What if it's 15 minutes later than that?
Say it's 7:45.
And if you've been
or
doing
quarter
something,
of eight.
Huh?
I might say 7:45 just as frequently.
They're the same?
Same to me.
If you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say you've been doing it for
quite a while.
And if a child just had his third birthday, you'd say he's
3 years old.
And you'd say 1974 was last year, 1975 is
this year.
And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
this time last year.
Or how long?
A year ago.
And talking about the weather, you'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds. Thunder clouds, thunder heads. They're black.
On a day when the sun is shining and you don't see any clouds.
It's a beautiful day. It's a clear day. Sunshiny day, bright day.
What if it's just the opposite from that?
It's a cloudy day. I've heard it's a lowering day. And that usually means when the clouds are coming down and it looks like it's getting ready to rain.
Is that a word you'd use, lowering?
I probably wouldn't use it just because I'd probably say it's a cloudy day or it's a terrible day, it's a dull day, drizzly day.
If the clouds are getting thicker and you think it's going to rain or something in a little while, you'd say the weather is
clouding up, fixing to rain, looking like rain.
Did you ever say it's changing or threatening or breaking?
Certainly said threatening. The weather's threatening, definitely. If it's breaking, it usually means it's going the other direction. It's getting clearer. The weather's breaking up. The clouds are breaking up. Threatening is probably what I'd say if it's you hear the rumbles of thunder off in the distance.
If the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you say it's finally going to
clear up, clear off, break up, sun's coming out.
And you'd say, today is Monday, so Sunday was
yesterday.
And Tuesday is
tomorrow.
And if someone came here, say on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, he came here
a week ago.
Or talking about Sunday, he came here
a week ago Sunday.
Okay.
A week ago yesterday, I'd say. A week ago yesterday. A week ago Sunday means if this is the middle of the week, come Sunday it will be a week since he was here.
What about if it's
if I said it'll be a week ago tomorrow that something happened.
Uh-huh.
It means by tomorrow it will be a week later than the thing happened.
What if it's two Sundays, the second Sunday ago?
2 weeks ago. Sunday.
Okay.
2 weeks ago last Sunday, or 2 weeks ago come Sunday, or 2 weeks ago this Sunday.
And if someone's going to leave, not on this coming Sunday, but a week beyond that, he's going to leave
2 weeks from Sunday.
No.
You mean he's not going to leave the Sunday coming up, but the Sunday following that?
Right.
Going to leave a week from Sunday.
Okay. Do you ever call that Sunday week?
Yes, I did. Come see us Sunday week.
Okay, what about if you're talking about past time? Would you ever say he came Sunday week?
Now, Sunday week to me means a week from this coming Sunday.
If someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about
2 weeks. And fortnight to me is a literary term, and I've never heard anybody say it except occasionally a very old person.
Is it pronounced like that, fortnight?
Fortnight. Well, usually the old people I've heard say it don't pronounce their R's very well, so it comes out more like fortnight. You get the I, too, instead of the night.
How does that I sound to you? Night?
It sounds very Southern. It doesn't have a class to it. It just sounds Southern.